things I believe are true. Becky is telling her friend Joey about the things she believes are true. She tells him that she believes that Mount Everest is the highest mountain in the world, and that the earth is round, that men have walked on the moon, and that Jesus lived on earth, was killed, but came alive again. Joey said, "Becky, have you ever measured Mount Everest and all the other mountains? Have you seen the earth as a ball? Were you there when men walked on the moon? And did you see Jesus and speak to him when he rose again?" "Well, no," said Becky, "but that reminds me of a story I read in my Bible. And it was just a couple of verses from Luke, and I'll share them with you." So it's from Mark and chapter 16. Jesus appears to the 11. And last of all, Jesus appeared to the 11 disciples as they were eating. He scolded them because they did not have faith and because they were too stubborn to believe those who had seen him alive. But he said to them, "Go throughout the whole world and preach the gospel to all mankind." Now, Becky was sure, certain of the things that she couldn't see. And we call that believing, don't we, or faith. And in that story from the Bible, Jesus also told the disciples to go into the world and tell people the good news about the risen Jesus. And I'll just share a very short story about witnessing for Jesus, telling others about the Easter story. And it's an imaginary conversation Jesus had with the angel Gabriel after he returned to heaven after the resurrection. And Gabriel said to Jesus, "Master," he said, "you died for the whole world, didn't you?" "Yes," said Jesus. "You must have suffered a lot," said Gabriel. "Yes, Gabriel, I did. But I cannot talk about it, even to you. It goes too deep." "And do they know about it down there on earth?" asked Gabriel. "Oh no, just a small handful of men and women know about it so far." "Well, Master, what plans have you made to tell the whole world that you have died for them?" Now, this is a reply that Jesus is supposed to have made. He said, "I asked Peter and James and John and some others to go into the world and tell as many people as possible. And others will tell others. And others will tell others. Till everyone in the world has heard." "But," said Gabriel, "suppose Peter and James and John and the others are all too busy. What then?" And quietly Jesus answered, "I have no other plans, Gabriel. I'm counting on them." I wonder, do you believe enough to tell others the story of Easter? Tell people that Jesus is alive?